about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
You're about to hear what many people consider obscene language and ideas that are offensive. They are also popular.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
But also, you guys are posting videos like, oh, we're rehearsing for the weenie roast. And we're like, goddamn weenie roast. Mm-hmm. You guys are Blink 182. What are you doing? Like, but then it occurred to us, oh, I guess bands really rehearse for different festivals and different situations, which we just thought, okay, you do the same old thing every time.
Okay, none of that is true, and most of it didn't make any sense.
That I can listen not only to you speak, but those, how?
Well, one could have gone better.
The Dallas Zoo shared this video of 14-year-old Zola playing in his pool, so we're sharing it with you. With apologies to Cyndi Lauper, gorillas, they want to have fun. Oh, gorillas just want to have fun.
Ugh. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You also feel like a bunch of dumbasses.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Ugh, white people.
Roll another one.
They all want to be where the action is.
Just like the other one.
Kimmy, 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 Kimmy.
This one seems to be allowed to quit.
That's not how you make America great.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Not interested. Good day.
Roll another one.
I just, there's not enough no.
Just like the other one.
Kevin's been extremely sketchy right now.
This one seems to be about this man.
Who is this guy? I'm not familiar with him.
I don't have another cent.
Should we have Val Kilmer on just to prove he's not dead?
Wait, he's not dead?
See, exactly.
The crowd is getting a little out of control.
Just pass it around.
Keep exercising, fat bitch.
And don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Rabbit, rabbit.
Or just pass it on down.
And now.
Oh, I'm on my break right now. You can't speak to me. You can't look in my direction. You can't talk about me to other people. You can't conjure images of me in your mind. It's like a union thing.
Our feature presentation.
How does the rabbit thing work? Because I thought you were supposed to say it first.
I can't explain it to you.
But I'm saying there were other things that were said before rabbit. Does that make it null and void?
Look, I said rabbit first thing when I woke up this morning.
I see. Okay.
Then I played it on the air as a reminder to people who haven't spoken their first words yet.
Got it.
People laying in bed, they listen to the open of the show, and then they go, well, I guess it's time to get up. They can start off the month right. Okay.
By saying rabbit, which means it's going to be a good month.
Exactly. Don't make me explain it to you again.
All right.
It's so obvious. You just are, at this point, you're sounding like you just don't get it.
Okay.
Yeah, just ignorant, Kevin.
Seriously.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin DeMeo. It's Friday, the 1st of June.
I hope not controversial. I am in favor of these 4-day weeks.
Right?
I like it.
It's really going out on a limb there.
Well, I'm just...
You sure you want to put it out there?
Not, you know, everybody's getting fired for everything these days, and I want to say something I'm going to lose my job over, but I'm just saying, working Tuesday to Friday...
Yeah.
It feels good.
Chip bug.
Try working Wednesday to Friday.
Right?
that's the way to do it.
That's even better. Well, listen, we have a tremendous amount of show today, including one of our favorite guests, Johnny Knoxville, stopping by later. But, usually I do a thing here, but there's no better thing than the NBA final game won last night.
Oh, really?
To get the show started here. And Dave is our basketball correspondent, the King of Mexico. Hey, King.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Better than J.R. Smith is doing.
Oh, boy.
Now, Kevin, did you see the game?
I did not.
Did you hear about the game?
I did not.
Oh, you're going to love this so much. How often have we done on this show, you screwed up at work bad?
Oh, many times.
Millions of times, yeah. Right? Uh-huh. There's probably not a more high-profile way to screw up than during the NBA Finals on national television. I know there were other controversies in the game, Dave. But why don't we start with that one, since that was so remarkable, and you bring everybody up to speed with what happened.
All right. With about 30 seconds left, Kevin, the Cavs are up 1 point.
Okay.
Kevin Durant goes in for a drive. LeBron James steps in front of him, takes a charge call.
Right. Gets the charge call?
Yes.
Okay.
The refs take a look at replay to see if he was in the restricted area, determine that he was not in the restricted area. So then they take a look to see if it was a charge call at all. They overturn the charge call. Kevin Durant gets two free throws, takes the lead,
really?
Puts the momentum back in Golden State's time.
Now, I thought they tied it there.
Did they?
Yeah, he missed one of them. No?
No.
Because they were tied when... Okay, go on.
First of all, was the call the right call? I know that's a difficult one to figure out sometimes.
Even in slow-mo, sometimes it's hard to figure out.
There's this rule where in the last 2 minutes, of course, because only the last 2 minutes count, according to Kevin, right?
That's true.
Yeah, and according to the NBA as well, you can take a look at these calls.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's a new rule as of like 2 years ago.
Yeah, so it was 2012, 2013. A lot of people didn't understand what was going on.
So, I know it's a very controversial call, but do you think they made the right call is what I'm asking you, Dave?
I don't. I thought he took the charge, and it should have never even been looked at because he was way outside the restricted area.
Okay, so now we're like 25 seconds left.
Yes. So George Hill gets to the line. He gets fouled. So there's 3 seconds left.
Right.
Warriors are up one.
Okay.
Hits a free throw. And then misses a second free throw. J.R. Smith grabs a rebound and proceeds, instead of going up and putting the go-ahead points, to pull the ball out and hold it. He thought they were ahead.
Oh, my God.
LeBron is pleading with them, move, throw the ball, give it up.
Look on his face.
He thought they were ahead.
Yeah. It was like you got a rebound for the first time in your life, and you're like,
exactly.
I'm just going to run out the clock. We won.
I'm going to keep this ball.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
The worst thing I've ever seen.
Well, that was a miscalculation.
And by the way,
wow,
LeBron had 51 points too, Kevin. So imagine how frustrated he was to not win that one in Oakland to open the series.
But the very interesting part now is you see JR say to LeBron, thought we were ahead. He's on video saying thought we were ahead.
Yeah.
Tyronn Lue comes out after the game and says he thought we were ahead. J.R. Smith comes out and
I have the quote.
Let
me read the quote because I was amazed by this too because it was pretty evident to everybody that he thought they were ahead. Here's the quote. He was asked multiple times after the game and he stuck to his explanation, quote, I was trying to get enough to bring it out to get a shot off. I knew we were tied. I thought we were going to call timeout. If I thought we were ahead, I'd have held onto the ball and let them foul me. That's what he says.
BS.
He's saving face. He's just saving face there.
BS.
He's saving face and he's throwing his coach. Oh, you can read
his lips.
And you hear the announcer say, oh, he just said thought we were ahead.
Mm.
And so everyone's retweeting that video. You're throwing your coach under the bus. What are you doing, JR?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what he said.
Yeah, if he wanted to call a timeout, he would have called a timeout upon the rebound.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just, look, everybody knows that this is going to be an extraordinarily tough series for Cleveland to win.
Extraordinary, yes.
Even harder than the last three, okay? And they had the chance and they could have and should have won that game.
When you're in the position to win with 3 seconds to go and you lose, boy, that hurts.
At least there wasn't a brawl at the end of the game.
Yeah, so that sent it to overtime, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
That sent it to overtime. And then the Warriors just came out and destroyed
obliterated.
Yeah, they were on fire.
They ended up winning by 10.
Yeah.
Wow.
But with like 2 seconds left, Sean Livingston goes up for a shot. And I don't know if you guys saw anything different, but what seemed like a normal challenge at a basket, Tristan Thompson gets ejected because they said that he threw an elbow.
Is that right?
And then everyone's trying to figure out what's going on.
Was it technical and they kicked him out?
They just straight out threw him out. Yeah, it was a flagrant two. They threw him out. And everyone starts, LeBron and Steph are talking crap. Everyone gets together, and Tristan Thompson puts the ball in Draymond Green's face and pushes him away. So there's a scuffle. In the meantime, Kevin Love, I don't know if anyone saw this, is coming off the bench to talk to the refs. So now there's a rule in the NBA, if during a fight you come off the bench, you're automatically suspended. So,
really? So
dude, this is going to be crazy.
It was insane. The last 2 seconds wound up being 10 minutes because they're just all talking. And who's the announcer? Van Gundy?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Just
half of them are in the locker room. Just end this. He was losing his mind. It was the greatest thing, but then the meme started, and that's my joy.
Oh, poor
one. Which Allie had the best one.
Oh, some were so good. The best, though, is you see
LeBron.
Yeah. Well, you see LeBron doing this to JR, going like, what are you doing? And his hands are out this way. Somebody put a baby in his hand.
I saw that.
And then Drake turning around like, not interested.
I saw that, and I was like, I don't understand this.
The quickness.
That vile, it
was disturbing. I retweeted
That's
it.
That's pretty sweet.
It's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
NBA Twitter was on fire
unbelievable.
Yesterday.
Unbelievable.
My favorite one was Blame It on the Ambien. Just,
right. Everything.
Just, there was so much going on yesterday,
Donald
Kevin.
Trump,
you missed out.
Donald Trump has now pardoned J.R. Smith. Just unreal. Oh, so good.
If people thought this was going to be a boring series, so far they've been wrong. Because
another thing, too. Draymond Green, like, pumping it up. He was being such an a-hole.
Oh, yeah.
This just in, guys, you should have lost to the Cavaliers, who have one player. Slow your roll. Calm
right.
down.
Right.
Regroup.
Calm your tees, right?
Calm your tees.
Exactly. So, I will say, I was surprised.
So good times for all involved?
It was good times. I was really surprised at Steph Curry, exactly what you were saying, too. Just one more thing after the game, because, you know, they barely got away with that win against just one player. But listen to what Steph said in the locker room afterwards.
Yes. Today I won. Here's my ring. I'm the winner. I won. That's it. I did well. Who did well? I did.
That just is rubbing.
Wow. He sounds
Steph
like a real
is a dick.
That is locker room material right there, man. That is bulletin board stuff right there.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Give it up for Kevin, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Friday, so we've got Keep It 100, like we do. There's a new thing called digital license plates.
Do we need it?
I don't. We're going to ask Bo Bachman today.
Yes. Okay.
Dave says yes. A lot of us aren't sure.
Dave should not be talking about license plates.
Agreed. A brand new internet roundup. There's a preacher now who says that God wants him to have a better jet. He's had three personal private jets, but he needs a better one.
Wow. If Jesus were on the earth today, he wouldn't be riding a donkey, Kevin.
I mean, that's tough to argue. Jersey Shore recap with Omar, like we do. And Johnny Knoxville joins us in studio talking about Action Point.
He can talk about his eyeball.
Love it so much, of course.
Okay.
How do you not talk about his eyeball?
I'm just saying. It's all I want in life.
We will take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
Allie.
Bean.
I know we're not technically on the air yet.
Uh-huh.
But for the people who are up this early.
Right.
How about a little something-something?
All right. Oh, you want me to give them... Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
A prize.
Oh, all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I think
cool.
That's what he was referring to.
I wasn't
to.
Sure if he had something in mind. I wasn't quite positive. How about something that's going down at Santa Anita Park on June 9th? It is K-Rock's 90s by Nature. I've got a 4-pack of VIP tickets to one lucky caller.
That's hot.
Okay. It's a pretty cool deal. It's hosted by Beer Mug. Performances by the Red Knot Chili Peppers.
Fantastic.
A Sublime cover band called Burritos the Band. And New Doubt. Obviously a No Doubt cover band.
That is
band.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
I know. 10 live horse races and a huge infield screen if you want to watch the ponies go by. Plus, you're going to get the best beers, get your 90s fix. It's all happening again June 9th. K-Rock's 90s by Nature at Santa Anita Park. Give a call right now. You must be 21. Your guests must be 21. So let's take caller 21, 1-800-520-1067. You're going to get that 4-pack of VIP tickets that include a reserved VIP table, Santa Anita gift card, and 4 drink tickets.
I love you, Poppy.
Well, okay. Thank you so much.
That's rock and roll. What can I say?
It is rock and roll.
That is fantastic.
It is fantastic as well. You guys, it's June, which means Father's Day right around the corner, right?
Sure.
June 17th. Kevin, you're a father.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that you often get Father's Day gifts that you're like, hey, thanks for that power tool? Or really, another Hawaiian shirt?
Sure.
Yeah?
But not most of the time, because, you know, your family should know you.
But they should know you, but I think it's hard to find gifts okay. for a dad. It just is, because you go to the same old ones. But how about this? Something I can imagine you have longed for your
porn?
Whole life. Not porn. No, oh. That would be weird if you got your dad porn.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're in it and you're like, hey, dad, check out my achievements.
Maybe more weird.
I'm sorry.
That's the one you want to avoid.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I misread that situation. How about you treat him to barbecue-scented candles?
Nope.
A1 Meat Sense is featuring the condiment's signature aroma. There are three to choose from, Kevin.
Okay.
Original meat, backyard barbecue, and classic burger.
I'm afraid I'm starting to get the meat sweats.
All of them made right here in the U.S. They're going to burn about 50 to 70 hours. They can be yours for just $14.99.
Yummy.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to walk into a room and just smell what they think smells like barbecue?
I would like to smell barbecue.
Because you're going to then eat barbecue.
Right.
I feel like this is doing a huge disservice.
Correct. I need meat.
Well,
except for that guy.
Very contradictory. Which do you want?
He's also not
I need meat.
Also okay. not talking about food. So it's a completely different
wow.
thing.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of a turn so mm-hmm. early. So, not sure if you heard about this, but over in the gaming world, there's a controversial game called Active Shooter. It takes place in a high school, and you can choose to be members of the SWAT team or be the active shooter shooting up a high school. And don't worry, there's a tally right on the screen about how many students you kill or how many SWAT team members you've killed. Well, the Valve company has removed both Active Shooter and the developer responsible for it from its digital store before it was due to be released next week. So I think you did the right thing on that one. How it even got to the point where that was going
to
happen.
That had to be a lot of decisions, and that costs a lot of money to make those games.
Absolutely. Then you have to test it. You have to go through a ton of steps.
How did someone not stand up and go, hey, bad idea, bad timing?
Really bad.
Bad on every way.
Well, luckily it won't be released, at least not on this platform. And great news, we now have a return of the hit series, Better Call Saul. It's going to be back for season 4, Monday, August 6th at 9 p.m. All right. So you have time to catch up, maybe revisit the season finale.
It's a great show, and I'm telling you, Michael McKean is unbelievable on that. Best work he's ever done in his life.
Really?
Lenny? Yeah, yes.
Come on.
He plays Bob Odenkirk's brother on the show, and he is heartbreaking.
A Spinal Tap?
All right, maybe Spinal Tap.
All right. I'm still holding out for Lenny. Oh, Laverne and Shirley, give a call right now.
No.
No?
All
right.
No.
Some birthdays for you. Actor Tom Holland, model Heidi Klum. Morgan Freeman, probably not having his best birthday this year. Comedian Amy Schumer and singer Alanis Morissette. Did you guys ever?
No.
Really?
No.
Right, well, let's just make a quick call. Since you brought it up, it is Alanis' birthday.
Never? Nope.
Okay.
I mean, we might as well.
Might as
Come
well.
On. Once a year, Kevin.
Here we go.
It's going to be worth it.
Hello,
is this India?
Yes, it is.
Yes, we're just calling to say thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yay! It's so stupid.
So stupid.
It was stupid the day we did it.
Of course.
I love it so much. And that's what's happening.
1/2 hour from right now, Johnny Knoxville in studio talking about his new movie, Action Point, which looks awesome.
Allie has a long list of medical questions she wants to ask Mr. Knoxville when he comes in. Also, don't forget, we are still sending you to Las Vegas, the one in Nevada, to go see Blink-182 on board the K-Rock Blink bus. We got a chance for that for you later on this morning here on K-Rock. Hey, DJ Omar Khan.
Good morning. How are you?
Was yesterday Jersey and I missed it?
You did miss it. It was Jersey, also known as my therapy day,
mm-hmm.
where I get this show makes me feel so good. And I was kind of pinpointing it last night why this show makes me feel so good. Because when they were in their 20s, everybody makes these same mistakes.
Right.
And acts the same way.
Right.
Now it's 8 years later. They're all in their 30s. Mm-hmm. They're the same human garbage that they've always been. They didn't grow up. Yeah, at all. And so we were doing, you know, the lame party machines last week, so we didn't get to do Jersey recap.
Okay. A lot of people enjoyed the party machine.
Listen, we should have recapped it because, guys, Angelina's back.
What?
Did you guys hear that Angelina's back?
She's great.
We would know her from...
I don't know, really. Okay. But they hate her. Okay, so Snooki's all upset, and this is why she's upset with Angelina.
The last time that I heard of you, you were talking to the tabloid saying how ugly I was.
That's
I thought we were
not
like
true.
Over them.
No, you said
you
not
did quotes. You were
no,
quotes.
I did not say that your lips are ugly. I
She never said lips, but she's like, oh, snap.
Oh.
And by the way, both of them have janky-ass lips.
Really?
Both of them got
so
the
neither
lips
should be
done.
Talking?
Neither should be talking about their lips, yeah.
I love it.
But Ronnie is the king of getting second chances. So he's trying to convince Snooki here in this next clip to give her a second chance.
I'm not playing that girl's game. I know her to a T.
If you want to rebuild your bridges...
I'm not a Lego, bitch. I'm not a Lego. I'm not so Legoing this girl.
She's not Legoing this girl, guys.
I mean...
Right? You can't disagree with Snooki.
Can't disagree with that.
You know.
She's not wrong.
So this next clip, DJ Pauly D is a DJ. Mm-hmm. Pretty successful DJ.
Yeah.
Hey, Las Vegas people and promoters, I'm a DJ too, okay?
I'm better.
Yeah, and he is nonstop annoying. Mm-hmm. Like, nonstop. This next clip I took down from about a minute of him doing this.
Prank war champion! Prank war champion! Prank war champion! 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 Prank war champion! Prank war champion! Prank war champion!
That was a minute of that?
What was he saying?
Yeah, prank war champion.
Oh, good
Because
God.
I guess bringing Angelina back was some sort of prank on the house.
I see.
And he won the prank war.
Okay.
And he's the, Cabs are here. It's T-shirt time. T-shirt time.
God.
So my motto now, I'm going to change it to DJ Marcon, half as annoying as Pauly D.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
nice.
Yeah,
I think it probably works for me, right?
75%.
Yeah, because I'm still annoying. Come on, let's not get crazy. Okay, so... all the people in the house are trying to get Angelina a second chance, and Snooki's like, okay, you know what? Let's go have some fun, and then maybe I'll give you a chance. And this is what they decide to do.
Meatball day! We do shots, we drink, we go crazy, and now that we have a stranger in the house, I really need it. Like, we need to get away from this.
Isn't this every day?
Yes! Exactly.
Don't they do that every day?
Every single day, they're just sloshed out of their minds.
Yeah.
And you're saying they haven't grown up past their 20s.
Right?
And, okay, so Snooki further defines what is a meatball.
Meatball is like a lifestyle when it comes to you love drinking, you're small, you can fit into small spaces and spots. A meatball will always be honest and tell it like it is. That's what it means to be a meatball.
So wait, if you're over like 5'4" for a lady, you can't be a meatball?
Yeah, that's BS.
Nice. Chip, we're meatballs.
Yeah, you guys are meatballs.
Yeah.
Is Brad Williams a meatball too?
He would be,
right? Aww, dude,
meatballs.
You guys are so meatballing.
So lucky.
So Angelina and Snooki, they're having the time of their lives. They're just drunk off their asses. And eventually, Snooki forgives Angelina,
mm-hmm.
and they start feeling up on each other.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh.
Okay, well, let's
go. This is a little bit
go
of
on.
My boobs are real. Right, feel that.
Oh, she's dreading.
Let the call.
Oh, such a man.
Oh, gross. That's a raunch.
That's a raunch.
That's a raunch.
That's Dina. That's wow. Dina, the other meatball.
Wow. Oh, because they weren't feeling her?
Yeah. So she was a little jealous.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, that's crazy, right? Remember back in the first episode where Snooki was like, oh, I have kids. I miss my kids.
Yes. Yep.
They don't give a crap about their kids now. They're just having the time of their lives. So Dina is a little overserved at this point in the episode. And here's a very Kevin-esque clip.
How dare you?
What's happening? Is there happening? Is there things happening?
I love it. Oh, my God. How is that not the theme for what's happening now?
Oh, it is. It's gotta be, right?
It has to be.
Oh, my God. This, just...
What's happening? Is there happening? Is there things happening?
That's pretty good.
So she's so drunk, and they're trying to have a conversation, and Jay Wow is kind of like interrupting Dina, and then Dina starts to get sad drunk.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
I know I'm annoying. I'm the worst.
I know that already. Who's that?
What was happening?
Annoying ass Pauly D again.
Is he saying awkward?
Awkward. Yeah, jackass.
Wow, I want to punch him in the face.
Yes, right?
Wow.
Oh. Again, DJ Mark Hahn, half as annoying as DJ Pauly D.
Right?
75. All right.
70, I mean, 75%. Yeah,
70.
Sorry. 50? No, really?
50's
okay,
fine.
Damn, okay. So now the entire house is like, Dina, calm down. It's okay. It's okay. So they get her outside. They sit her down by the pool, and this happens.
I just want to just jump in, to be honest. Mm-hmm. It's so peaceful, isn't it?
Ronnie pushes her into the pool. She's like feeling really, really down. Really down. And Ronnie just comes in. Bam! Ronnie, you're the man! I love Ronnie now. See you guys next week.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
Johnny Knoxville, star of Action Point in theaters everywhere this weekend, joins us right after the top of the hour. First, Allie's here with what's happening on a Friday.
Well, what's happening is Kanye West. It is his new album. The last one was what? Life of Pablo, 2016?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So a couple years in the making. It is out now. It is being streamed. But last night they had kind of an intimate listening party up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Very interesting guest list. Chris Rock. Big Sean, Pusha T, Jonah Hill,
Jonah Hill.
Odd group of people, but...
What did he think he was inviting?
Not really sure. Very, very interesting. But seven tracks featuring Kid Cudi, Ty Dolla $ign, and a surprise feature by Nicki Minaj. And he addressed everything from his mental health to his comments on slavery and Kim's reaction to it. One of my favorite lyrics that we'll hear a little bit later when we get you some songs was Tristan Thompson cheating on his sister-in-law, Khloe Kardashian. He said, all these thoughts on Christian Mingle, that's what almost got Tristan single. What?
Boom.
All right.
I'm sorry for the realness.
Oh, that's okay, Kanye. It's really interesting how new a lot of the stuff that he addresses is on it, like the cheating, like Kim's reaction to the slavery. So
did he write them all in the last 2 weeks?
That's what I'm kind of wondering a little bit. But he also talks about his struggles with drug addiction and his mental health, confirming that he is bipolar. And he calls it his superpower, saying it ain't no disability. I'm a superhero. So we will check out some of those songs in an upcoming What's Happening. But,
and by the way, in all fairness, Kanye West gets it.
Okay. The first track, it's called I Thought About Killing You, and it is dark as hell.
Sounds dark.
Wow.
Ouch.
I mean, it doesn't sound like a love song.
Or does it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. All right. I see what you're saying.
Not a bit.
We also have new Gorillaz.
Oh,
but,
all right.
Yeah, they released two songs yesterday. Their new album, The Now, is out on June 29th. And the first song features jazz guitarist George Benson. What? It is called Humility. Jazzy, little feel,
sure.
Right?
If you made a list of 1,000 artists that Gorillaz would have featured on one of their tracks,
George Benson would be third, probably.
I don't think he would be in that top 1,000. That's one of the most random guest stars I've ever imagined.
And it's interesting because Humans had a lot of guests on that album.
Yeah.
This one only has three contributors: Jamie Principal, Snoop Dogg, and George Benson. So that's interesting. But they also released another song yesterday called Lake Zurich.
Did not put a lot of time into the lyrics.
Which is interesting because I'm going to now tell you that Damon Albarn describes the Now as a summer record, which mostly focuses on his own singing.
So that was a weird choice.
Okay.
Yeah, he said, quote, I thought I should make a record where I'm just singing for once. Maybe there's a ton of lyrics in Lake Zurich that we just haven't gotten to.
Right.
But
let's listen.
Okay.
See. And nothing so far.
Well, you can hear something.
No.
Okay. Here it comes. Right here.
Haven't heard it yet.
Yep. It's just the build up. Huh. Here it comes. Okay.
Huh.
Huh.
Odd.
That is odd. Interesting. Neil Portnow. He's having some problems, right?
Is he the president of the
Academy? Yeah, the head of the Recording Academy. He's the head honcho. Variety.com is saying that he's going to leave his post as president CEO in July of 2019. I mean, Neil.
Why wait?
Feel free. Head on out. The official word is that this is a, quote, leadership transition. But let's be honest, Neil's been stepping in it for a really long time. Remember after the Grammys when people were like, really? No women around? No women singing? No one that we could maybe feature that is, you know, 51% of the population? And his quote was that female artists need to step up to be noticed. Oh, Neil, you are a delight. So I'm thinking July of 2019. Could be sooner, don't you think? Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I would assume so.
And if you can't get to New York City for the Governor's Ball Music Festival, you can stream it live and free. Starting this afternoon, Twitter and AT&T.com will both offer live streams so you can see Jack White, Eminem, Travis Scott, Shawn Mendes, Post Malone, Halsey, the whole gang, really. The whole gang will be there. So if you feel like sitting on your couch, seeing some great music, you can.
All right.
I'm here for you. I'm here for you. Coming up.
And by here for you, you mean you're going to be on your couch for them.
I'm going to be social twice this weekend.
Oh, wow.
So I might need a few days off.
Okay.
It's going to wear me down. I'm already thinking about how I can cancel the second thing. Unless you're listening, my friend. You are not the second thing. They don't know who's first and second.
Right?
Woo, Sherry. Happy birthday, Tom Holland, Morgan Freeman, Heidi Klum, Amy Schumer, and Alanis Morissette. And that's what's happened.
Look who's back, you guys. One of our all-time favorites, our old friend Johnny Knoxville, making his return to the Kevin and Bean Show. Mr. Knoxville, how are you, sir?
I am delicious. I'm so happy to be back.
We are so happy to see you and frankly surprised that you're alive. You are able to walk. You can see. We've been dying ever since we started hearing about what you went through for this Action Point film that's in theaters everywhere today. We just could not believe the stories we were hearing.
Yes, I was injured more on this film than anyone that I've ever made, and I am happy to be sitting upright and walking.
Tell us about the movie. What's the plot line and why did you get so injured?
Well, I made a lot of bad decisions.
Right.
It's based on this place called Action Park, which is undoubtedly the most dangerous theme park of all time. It existed in New Jersey in the 70s and 80s. And the owner was like, I'm not going to hassle the kids with a bunch of rules. Let's leave safety up to them. And he did. And it was, oh, God.
Crazy.
Yeah.
This is real life.
And the kids that worked there, there were no adults.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Lord of the Flies, but with everyone was stoned and drunk. And the kids that worked there were loaded, running the rides. And so we thought it was a great world to make a movie around. And I'm the owner of the theme park. And I test most of the rides. And I made a decision that we need to do the stunts for real. No wires, no green screen, no pads. We're going to concrete or dirt.
Right, because you're a serious actor.
Yes.
And you're going to do that from now until the end of time, right?
Well, what? I hope if I keep doing it, it'll be the end of time.
Now, before we hear about what the recreations and the stunts you pulled on the movie, what happened to the real park? I mean, eventually, obviously, it got closed down, but did they have a bunch of injuries, a bunch of lawsuits and all that?
A massive amount of injuries. It was also called Traction Park. Class Action Park, and the lawyers came in and eventually shut it down.
Yeah.
So they shut it down. Did anyone go to jail from the original batch of people running it?
No one went to jail. A lot of people went to the hospital.
Okay, sure. All right, so this is out there, and then did you have to, like, you have to pay somebody to be able to kind of recreate that and kind of tell their story?
Well, that's a good question. That's why this was inspired by and not based upon.
Ah. Gotcha. All right. Tell me about amusement park rides. What have you learned, Johnny?
Well, when they're built poorly, you're going to get some great footage.
And some great injuries.
Yes.
Which is what you're great at.
Yes. Unfortunately, that's what I'm good at. Failing.
All right. Let's start with concussions. How many of those on this film?
Four.
Four concussions. Four concussions. Mm-hmm. Do you remember how you received each of them? Because I am fascinated.
A couple of them, I went night-night. So
wow.
You remember the before, and then you just wake up looking at people.
Wow.
One of them was really bad, and I my memory was almost erased for 30, 40 minutes. And then I get back from the emergency room, and I have a little blood in my nose, and I blow my nose, and when I do, my left eye pops out of its socket. I didn't know.
Meaning your nose is broken?
I had broken a bone in my face, and every time I blew my nose, air would go behind my eyeball and push it out.
Okay.
So I stopped doing that.
So let's talk about that for a second. So your eye comes out.
Yeah.
Now
not hanging by the string. I stopped before it got there, but it was way past Marty Feldman.
Okay.
Good reference.
Were you scared out of your mind that you might have ruined your eyesight?
I was frightened. I pushed it back in very quickly, and it went double vision immediately. It just went offline as soon as it came out, and I looked like a Picasso painting. Yeah, I looked in the mirror. I'm like, oh my goodness.
That's wonky.
Yeah,
that's not ideal.
Yeah.
So you don't have a concussion protocol, do you?
No. We push all my dangerous stunts to the last couple of weeks of the film. And it was, I mean, when I did that stunt, I had a broken hand and my knee, a busted meniscus in my knee.
And correct me if I'm wrong, and really don't, because I reported this on the show. You then went immediately back to work and just said, oh, don't film me from that side with my wonky eye.
Yeah, they couldn't film the left side of my face for the last few days of the
film. Oh, my God. You didn't take some time off to say, let's make sure I can see for the rest of my life?
What kind of budget do you think he has?
Yeah,
you're right.
Come on.
Good point.
Onward and forward.
Hey, and Johnny's a producer on the movie, so obviously, you know, okay. He didn't want to burn cash, right?
Yeah. The producer won out.
Let me ask you this. Johnny Knoxville's in studio with us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Before we take a quick break, the film is called Action Point in theaters everywhere. It looks hilarious.
Thank you.
And shocking that it exists. The stuff that they could get away with, obviously, was illegal back in the day of the real theme park. But how did you get the people making the movie to sign off on you doing these stunts that you knew you were going to get hurt doing? Why isn't that what you hire those safety experts on the movie for, is to stop you from doing things that get hurt? They're just supposed to make you look like you get hurt, but not for real.
Well, I mean, Jackass, we do all the stunts for real.
Yeah, they had to know who they were dealing with.
Yeah, there's no safety experts on my movies. If there are, I fire them.
That's a good policy. That's how to make it in show business, kids, right there. All right, quick break. We're with our friend Johnny Knoxville when we return on K-Rock. We are sitting around with our friend Johnny Knoxville here on the Kevin and Bean Show. The new film is called Action Point, in theaters everywhere. People have been asking you, Johnny, and you were just explaining all the times you got hurt making this movie, if you're finally starting to see the light and going, you know what, maybe there are safer and easier ways to make a living.
Well, I know there's only so many chances you can take, because when I do a stunt, I don't know how it's going to end. I kind of have an idea, but you don't know. So I can't do it forever, but I think I got a few left in me. I've had so many concussions. Questions, though, that I think about that.
Was there any point in your life where you said to yourself, this path that I'm on is going to destroy me, and you had second thoughts about it? I mean,
you know, after I finished this film, it was the totality of the injuries, and then I lost my mother in November. And that got me to thinking, it's like, I don't want to make my kids feel like I feel right now. So
I'm sorry that happened.
That's all right. Thank you. So, yeah, I do think about it sometimes. I'm not out of my mind.
Some would argue that.
Right? Do you think a part of it was you were addicted to the adrenaline, to not really knowing?
I don't know if I'm addicted to the adrenaline, but part of it is, like, you know, I thought about it. It's like, well, this is how this people like me for this, and I get value from that. And
your brand.
One day I'm going to stop doing that, and you're like, how's that going to be? I
people but, like you as an old man.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like they love Bad Grandpa for
right.
sure.
Yeah, so I get it, but you know, it's just your mind goes a lot of places because I do love doing stunts still, and I'm going to have to overcome that side of me eventually because that feeling is still there.
Mm-hmm. By the way, and I know everybody is thinking this, but I just want to say it out loud and make sure you hear it, Johnny. People like you, even if you're not doing stunts, though. They think you're a nice guy and a funny guy, and people enjoy being around you and seeing you on the screen, even if you're not getting hurt.
Well,
I mean, for reals.
That's very sweet and very nice to hear.
It's very true. Let me ask you this, because we have talked to UFC fighters who have the right mindset in the octagon because they know they're going to get hit and they know it's going to hurt, but they have figured out a way to kind of compartmentalize that and go, hey, I've got a job to do.
I'll take it even further. Some of them say that they feel alive when they first get hit. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what gets them going.
And I was wondering if you have something in your mind that you are conscious of that allows you to be able to go into a situation that the rest of us would be too terrified to attempt, even though you know you're going to get hurt and possibly badly.
I would say magical thinking comes into it. It's like, oh, this will be fine. We'll do this. It'll be fine.
No problems.
Yeah, so I can override. I get scared, but I can override that fear. Probably not the greatest tool to have in your pocket.
True. But that fear for most people protects them.
Yeah.
From their eye falling out.
I get it.
Yeah.
How's your cast and crew on Action Point, Johnny?
Oh, man. Chris Pontius is in the movie. He steals the film. And, you know, the cast and crew, the stuntmen and women who I asked to do the stunts like I did, they were so excited by that fact. And some of the actors stepped up, like Joshua Hoover and Johnny Pemberton and Eric Menaka. They did big stunts that they wouldn't normally do on a film. So it kind of, that energy of Action Point and Action Park swept over the movie.
I can see that. As most movie sets, the star has somebody else step in and do it. But if you're doing it, it seems to set the pace for everybody else.
Yeah, it did. Sense. And I didn't, but they had to really convince me they wanted to do it before I would let them, because you really need to want to do it and be okay with the consequences. And also, I had a stunt guy there if they said, I don't want to do it. But they stepped up.
It looks so fun, and it looks so funny, too.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and there's a lot of competition this summer, and this is, like, completely different from everything else. I mean, no lightsabers in this or anything, so you're going to love it. Before we let you go, Johnny, there's a feature we do on the program that I think you will enjoy very much. Kevin has a bunch of questions that he's going to ask you rapid fire. First thing that comes to your mind, we call it 60 seconds, this time with Johnny Knoxville.
How many times were you suspended in high school?
Five.
What's the last thing you Googled?
Bull Cyclone, football coach.
Have you ever been in a real fight?
Yeah, lost them all.
I wasn't asking for a record, but we'll take it. Dog kisses on the mouth, yes or no?
I just had some, yes.
What's the worst injury you've ever had?
Either breaking my penis or my eye popping out twice in the last movie.
Oh, man. There's no question here, but remember that time the motorcycle landed on your penis?
Yeah.
Okay.
The aforementioned.
What's the most embarrassing TV show you enjoy?
Oh, my goodness. Maybe those design shows.
Like Trading Spaces?
No, like the designing dresses.
You like that?
I can't remember the name of it. Too many concussions.
Is it Say Yes to the Dress?
No. I can't remember.
The real answer couldn't have been as embarrassing as that, so you look good. Go see Action Point in theaters everywhere. We love you, Johnny. Stay safe, my friend.
Thank you so much.
I mean, his eyeball came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did. He looked okay, though.
I kept staring at the eyeball, trying to figure out which one it was.
I feel like we tried to talk him out of making those choices in the future. I don't know if we succeeded because he does seem to be, as you pointed out, Kevin, addicted to pain.
Right, but also we love the movies, so we don't really want to be successful in talking
him
out of it.
I just don't want the guy to get hurt. That's all I'm saying. Hey, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Friday morning. Thanks so much for tuning in. We are going to talk about the new California digital license plate option. I see a lot of problems with
with this potential.
Sure.
Yeah.
But Bo Bachman is already offering it over at Galpin, so we'll find out what it's all about. A brand new internet roundup is coming up, and don't forget, it's Friday. That means you get to help us pick the music just after 9 with Keep It 100 on the way at K-Rock.
You guys know what it's like to be a televangelist.
Sure.
And to travel the world and spread the word of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what it's like to own 3 private jets to take you places where you need to go. And then ask for a 4th that's worth $54 million.
Oh, that's an
expensive
jet.
Because they need it so that they can spread the word of God.
Huh.
You're talking about this minister in, sadly, New
Louisiana.
Orleans. Yep. Jesse Duplantis is his name. And he apparently has, I've never heard his name before, by the way.
Same.
And he apparently is enormously rich and enormously popular and has been forever and ever and ever.
He lives in a 35,000 square foot house tax free.
Oh.
Yeah. $3 million. A $3 million house, which was paid for by donations from his flock, Allie.
Yep. Mm. Now it's not enough because he needs a fourth private jet.
A Louisiana televangelist is asking his followers for donations to buy a $54 million private jet. Jesse Duplantis runs a church outside New Orleans and also reaches out worldwide. More than 750,000 people watch his sermons online and follow his ministry's Facebook page. He is the second prominent televangelist this year to preach the virtues of a private plane. Tony DeCoppola is here with why Duplantis insists he needs the jet. Tony, good morning.
Good morning. It's a good question because the ministry already has a jet.
Okay.
They've had 3, in fact, but Duplantis says he needs this new one to be able to go anywhere around the world in a single stop in order to spread the gospel to as many people as possible.
By the way, I'd like that private jet, too.
Mm-hmm.
Can we ask for $54 million from people to send it in?
Now, is he saying, and if I understand correctly, he would be correct if he were saying that ultimately it saves money if you can fly nonstop rather than have to stop in between and refuel, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. But you'll hear later in the report that that's not why they do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We want that 7X. We're believing God for it.
In a video posted to his website last week, televangelist Jesse Duplantis says God told him he needs the new Falcon 7X jet.
Do you think God said the Falcon 7X?
He's very specific.
Right?
Yes.
Just not a new jet, but the Falcon 7X. Odd.
That if Jesus was physically on the earth today, he wouldn't be riding a donkey. Think about that for a minute. He'd be in an airplane preaching the gospel all over the world.
I mean, he wouldn't be riding a donkey. He's not wrong there.
I feel like Jesus has the kinds of superpowers where he doesn't even need an airplane, right? Well, couldn't he just have God like pick him up and move him wherever he wanted to go?
Yeah, in a nice, nice private jet, Bean.
Okay.
That's what's needed.
From his Louisiana headquarters, Duplantis is among a group of televangelists who preach that their wealth is God's will. Reaction to this multi-million dollar request has been mixed on the ministry's Facebook page.
What a surprise.
One person wrote, "I am ashamed I ever listened to a word you had to say." Another posted, "I believe Pastor Jesse will have his plane, and that is the way God has planned it."
You know, I've owned 3 different jets in my life, and I used them and just burning them up for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Duplantis is not the first minister to preach the gospel of private flying.
This is incredible to me that more than one person is saying, you know what, private jet's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to believe God for a $65 million plane, you cannot stop me.
In 2015, Creflo Dollar asked his suburban Atlanta congregation for a new Gulfstream G650. His ministry settled for a used one.
Oh, now, wait a minute for a second. You think God wants you to have a used one?
That's embarrassing.
Right?
Right.
Step it up.
And this past January, Texas-based televangelist Kenneth Copeland announced the blessing of a new multi-million dollar Gulfstream 5. Copeland and Duplantis both defended using private jets in 2015.
All right. What do you think the reason is that they need the private jets? Other than they do mention that they go to a lot of cities and it would be a lot easier to go nonstop and to have to blah, blah, blah.
Why do they need a jet?
Private jet. What's wrong with the public transportation?
I can't imagine.
The public?
The two have commiserated about how they can't fly or pray with commercial airline passengers.
This dope-filled world,
right.
And get in a long tube with a bunch of demons.
Right.
That's exactly the
point. And it's deadly.
Wow.
So they're people.
Yes. Wow. So everybody that flies a public airline is a deadly demon.
Oh, my God.
But they can't share that space, Bean.
No. But aren't they going to the deadly demons to provide the money for them to buy the private jet?
But that doesn't mean they need to mingle. How are they supposed to pray if that plane is full of demons?
That sounds like the type of thing that should have been said off mic. Like, that shouldn't have been broadcast.
Oh, it was, and very proudly.
Yeah. The world is in such a shape, we can't get there without this.
Sunday morning, I was in Boston, Massachusetts. Monday, I was in New Orleans. Tuesday, I was in Chicago.
The Lord says, how we treat the poor is how we're going to be judged.
This guy's not thrilled with the request.
Jim Wallace is the founder of Sojourners, a prominent Christian community.
Stories of pastors and private jets are not the best way of exemplifying what we mean by following Jesus.
We don't know how much Jesse Duplantis' ministry has raised so far, and we are unable to reach him or anyone at his ministry for comment.
Surprise.
Duplantis says that the three planes they've owned have been purchased in cash, and he hopes to do the same with this one. If you're going to buy a private plane, I think cash purchases is the way to go.
Now, so now he's wrapping up the story, and the other anchors get involved in this, and they are as outraged as everybody else. And listen to this.
Well, of course, is there any other way, Tony DiCoppo? I applaud you for doing that story with a straight face.
Oh, wow.
She's bringing the heat.
Because now, I don't think I...
What, Bean?
There is something that I understand is a concept called prosperity gospel, where whatever money you give me, meaning the church,
yes,
will come back to you tenfold.
That's what they tell everybody.
That's what
ten
they tell
or a hundredfold.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And ABC TV caught this. Duplantis was in New York City a couple of nights ago preaching, and they were interviewing his flock as they, you know, went into the speech or whatever.
Right.
And every single one of them said, yeah, I absolutely plan to donate. Yes, I am happy to contribute money toward that jet. Yes, he needs the jet. I mean,
most of these people don't have the money to donate.
That could be true, yeah. But they were completely on board. Whatever spell they're under hard.
So she continues talking to the anchor who covered the story.
Did I? I don't think I did.
Because it's not like the minister said, I would like one, or could you help me out? But he said, I need one.
He acknowledges some people don't believe preachers should have a private jet, but he believes in using all outlets.
All right. We'll see how this turns out.
Yes, we will.
She is not having it.
No, she's not, and she's right. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53.
What's happening? Is there happening? Are there things happening?
That's a great point, Snooki. Thank you for that. Friday morning, Allie is here. And then we'll talk digital license plates with our friend Bo Bachman. Apparently they're coming, you guys. Apparently that's the new thing here in California.
Love it.
So we'll find out if we need it. Coming up after Allie.
First off, I want to give you something. A little Trevor Noah at the Orpheum Theater.
Yay!
Yes. It is happening July 7th, and if you call right now and you're caller 20, you're going to get a pair of tickets to see Trevor Noah, July 7th, Orpheum Theater. He's going to be up there doing jokes, being amazing. 1-800-520.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067.
I love you.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com as well.
And if you're having any cable connection issues, you'd be the right guy to talk to.
Yeah, he was not actually my cable guy.
I saw the picture, and it was buff Trevor Noah.
It was buff Trevor Noah. Wow, he was
handsome. Have you not figured out a way to get him back into your apartment?
I feel like she hasn't tried, and I'm very disappointed.
I haven't tried, mostly because of his wife and children.
Ah.
I feel like that infringes on my complete perviness my Trevor Noah buff cable guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But he is a lovely, lovely human being. That's all I'm saying.
Well, let's hope for a divorce then.
I don't think that's what anyone's saying.
Not what I'm saying at all.
No. Let's hope that child grows up alone.
No one's saying that either.
Hey, remember when we used to...
So now no mom or dad. That's what you're saying, Bea.
This is awful. Right.
This is awful.
Remember when we used to pick songs, then we put them on a playlist, and we talk about that playlist?
Yeah, that was fun. What happened?
That was a blast. Then we
just
stopped.
I thought the listeners really enjoyed that.
They did really enjoy it.
We turned them onto a bunch of good
songs. They did really enjoy it. Well, it is back, you guys. We have a playlist, and we have linked it at Kevin and Bean on Twitter, at Kevin and Bean on Facebook as well.
Also at krock.com, you can go.
Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. It's a playlist from each and every member of the Kevin and Bean Morning Show. We add a song every week. If you follow along, you just click follow on this playlist. You have new music every week from people that you may or may not like.
That's
true. It's going to be amazing. It is wonderful. It's called That's My Jam. The playlist is back. Let's start off first with Kevin's choice this week.
My choice this week is Mike Shinoda, who we had in recently, and he put out a new song called Running From My Shadow with a singer named Grandson. Mm-hmm. If you want to follow Grandson on Twitter, he's Grandson Sucks. That's his Twitter handle. But this is from Mike Shinoda. Running from my shadow.
That sounds great, by the way. We've seen quite a bit of Mike in the last few months, and of course, he was tremendous at the Weenie Roast. Do you have any idea, Kevin, what the other guys in Linkin Park have been up to?
I don't know.
And are there plans for them to all work together again in some form, or is this the end of Linkin Park and everybody's going off and doing their own thing?
If I had to guess, because of the way Mike is, I would guess that he would do his full solo thing, put out the whole album, tour. He's already touring everywhere.
Right.
And then I feel like, and I'm just guessing, he would come back and they would, you know, in the meantime, they would find a singer and they would try to get Linkin Park back together. Mm-hmm. That would be my guess, but I don't know.
Like William Hung or somebody would just step in and take over?
I mean, if it was William Hung, he'd probably do it right now.
Right.
Good Lord. Bean, you're up next.
A band from Orange County. It's been around for a number of years. They've won a bunch of awards in the county, but they are starting to make a real name for themselves. I'm telling you what, if they had a competent bass player,
right?
This group, Well Hung Heart, I think would be a smash hit.
Not going to happen.
Greta and Robin. Greta Valenti and Robin Davey. They're husband and wife, aren't they, Chip?
They are, yes.
And they are awesome, by the way. They imported a new drummer last year. Chip is the bassist from K-Rock. We played him a little bit on the station before. You may remember their song a couple years ago called Touch the Sky that got a lot of play. Well, they have a brand new song out right now. What's this one called, Chip?
Obey.
Let's hear a little bit of it. Come on with the come on, right?
Right.
Hey, Pete, I got a fun fact for you.
Yeah.
We recorded that song in a house. I tracked bass in a kitchen.
Really?
Yep.
Is there like food around or just
all
right, good times?
I love it. The song again is called Obey. You can find it on the Kevin and Bean That's My Jam playlist at krock.com. And the band is called Well Flung Fart.
Well Hung Heart.
I'm sorry. Right. I read that wrong.
It's confusing. Uh-huh. It's confusing. Yeah. My clip is from a English singer-songwriter. His name is Frank Turner, who I've loved forever. This is his 7th studio album. It's called Be More Kind. It was released last month. Great tracks on it. Don't Worry, that the first track, and then Be More Kind are two just lovely, sweet songs that just remind you of the goodness of people.
Mm-hmm.
The song I chose is more a cautionary tale, if you will.
Okay.
It's pretty much about, why are we repeating all the bad things again in history? Why are we redoing all these mistakes? We've been there. It talks about if he was from the greatest generation, he'd be screaming at his grandkids, we've already done this. What the hell is happening? It is a song called 1933 from Frank Turner.
The first time it was a tragedy, the second time it's a farce. Outside it's 1933, so I'm hitting the bar.
Love that. It sounds a lot like Green Day.
Don't go mistaking your house burning down for the dawn. Frank Turner, get in my hoo-ha. I love him so much.
That sounds like a peppy little playlist this week, you guys.
It really is. And you can follow along. Again, it's at Kevin and Bean on Twitter and on Facebook. It's at krock.com. We will be updating the playlist every single week. So follow along. You're going to get new music. Other bands included in this week, The Interrupters, Rufus Du Sol, Fiddler, Andrew WK, and Churches. I mean, we are doing you all a favor. We're giving you great tunes.
That we had nothing to do with, but we love
it. I mean, whatever.
Right.
Some birthdays for you: Alanis Morissette, Amy Schumer, Heidi Klum, Morgan Freeman, and Tom Holland. And that's what's happening.
You gotta promise not to stop when I say when.
Well, 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:06.
I bet that's the K-Rock song that more listeners than any other song have walked down the aisle to that one.
Yeah, we guess so, K-Rock too.
Song. What do you think
I
so?
I guess so, too, yeah.
Great love song. Hey, less than 1 hour from right now, we'll be looking for your song choice to help kick off your weekend with Kevin Bean's Keep It 100. That's on the way. Also, more tickets for Blink 182 in Las Vegas. First, though, I brought you a story a couple days ago, right when we signed on, about the new California license plates, digital license plates, you guys. California is the first state in the nation that is making these available starting today at some auto dealerships. Texas, Florida, and Arizona are going to be right behind us. I'm very confused as to why there's anything wrong with the metal license plates we've been using for the last 100 years
in
California.
But being these are available for a low $699.
It seems like a lot for a license plate.
Plus $7 a month.
When I saw that Galpin Motors in Southern California was going to be among the first dealerships in the country to offer these, I said, hey, we should get Bo Bachman on the phone and find out more about it. And Bo joins us on K-Rock right now. How are you, sir? Welcome back.
I'm doing great. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. This is a whole lot of technology for a whole lot of money, and I'm not sure we need it, but I know that you are far more well-versed in this than we are. So what can you tell us, Bo?
Well, it's one of those things. I don't know that we need it. So, you know, this is a cutting technology type of thing, and there are some advantages to having it. For example, you know, today thieves can very easily take your license plate, steal your registration stickers. So it takes care of that because it's really hardwired and hard bolted to the car.
Right.
You can have your own personal messages on it, so it has a little bit of character in there.
Oh, so you can say back off, a-hole, to the car behind you.
You can't do that though. That's what I was hoping it would do. But no, it's like when you're parked, then a message can come up or those types of
things.
That's
BS.
So hold on a second.
So, in other words, are you limited to what messages you can choose? Like you can select from ones that are already kind of pre-typed in the license plate?
No, you can actually personalize it. You can have your own logos on there, whether it's a business or, you know, if you got permission for a sports team. You just have to submit it and get it approved so it's not something that's, you know, offensive to people.
Oh, gotcha. All right. So you couldn't put the F word on your license plate, in other words. It has to go through channels.
That's correct.
Could you
put, I don't want any of that.
Could you put, you're in the fast lane, you're driving pretty slowly.
Then we're really onto something, right?
Right.
Well, this is what we were initially talking about. So are you saying that you can only put the customized message on when your car is parked? In other words, you can't do it when you're out on the road, so we're not going to be like reading a Kindle every time we get on the 405.
That's correct. So, yeah, it actually does look like a Kindle. It's got that kind of a thing, and you can reverse, you know, which is the black or white background. Believe it or not, they're designing some cars now that are having messages in the front because they feel eventually people will be communicating with pedestrians and other cars and things like that. So that's on a whole different level. But
speed
right
it
now,
up, Grandpa.
No, this isn't to communicate.
That kind of thing, right?
This is all we need is more reading while we're driving.
That's what I'm saying. This
a
is
lot of sense.
Such a complete distraction. Don't we? People drive bad enough. This, seriously, first rain, we're screwed.
That's true. They're not allowing it when you're actually driving.
Right, but let me ask you a question.
Careful about that.
But let me ask you a question. So you set it up when you're stopped, then does it continue when you drive or does it go back to your regular license plate?
No, it goes right back to regular license plate.
See, that's bogus.
You got to be stopped for a little while, like parked, and then the message comes up.
All right, what about this? This is Bo Bachman on the line, the president of Galpin Motors. We're talking about the new digital license plates available at his dealerships starting today. What about this? Because one of the things that I thought that made sense is in the event of a tornado warning or in the event of an Amber Alert or anything else where you're trying to get a message out to a bunch of people at one time, the license plates could be used that way. Would that be while you're driving?
And that is while you're driving, and that's one of the things that California required, and I think it's actually really cool, too, not because we get tornadoes out here, obviously, but it can be an emergency warning system, so every plate simultaneously would light up whatever message that California wanted to give.
I'm sorry. What's going to happen the first time that happens is every single one of those cars is going to get in an accident.
Slam on their brakes.
Right?
Well, and I was thinking too, man, if an Amber Alert came on the car, do they think that, you know, somebody's in that car? You know, that type of thing goes through your head. But I think that the way they're going to handle it, you know, shouldn't cause that confusion. But we'll see.
All right, Bo, something else we brought up earlier in the week is you can't stop and buy gas anymore without being hit over the head with commercials while you're standing there at the pump. Are we heading toward a future where every car on the road is going to be advertising something because they're going to realize you've got a captive audience there and advertisers are going to pay?
Great idea.
It's going to be in our face all the time.
When you're at a red light, no one's moving. Yeah. Changes to a commercial.
I hope not. You know, I think we're all bombarded too much with that already. So on this system, it's not like where you're stopped at a red light. You have to be stopped and parked for a short period of time, a few minutes, and then the message will pop up. So it's not going to be while you're driving and any of that kind of stuff.
All right. Last question from me then. I feel like this is a way that the government can track our every movement.
Oh, there it is.
And I also feel like somehow our information, however we have to give it to you in order to get one of these digital license plates, is then going to be shared and sold all over the world.
Well, I can understand that fear. I have some of those same fears myself, and yet we carry around this phone that tracks us everywhere. Cars are pretty much all going to have built-in modems very soon, so every car will have that same type of ability. But you're right, this license plate does have GPS. Now, there's an app on it, and that's how you get the messages on it, so you can turn off that GPS. But, you know, no doubt that the government can come in and track your phone and your car and, you know, now potentially your license
plate. Can they retroactively, like Bean likes to go in the carpool lane by himself, which annoys the rest of us.
Kevin.
Can they give him a ticket retroactively because they realized that he was in that lane?
I hope not. That's going to be a scary world if they could do that.
All right, good.
Of all people safety. To try and pull that over on, Bo,
you're safe, Bean.
He knows you the best, Kevin.
Oh, that's right. Bo, have you had much interest being one of the first places in the country to make this available to your customers? Have people come in talking about it or asking about it or even try to buy it?
Oh, it's been crazy. I can't believe the amount of publicity. It's been all over the news and all over the internet. We're getting like a dozen calls a day at least on this. So there is a high amount of interest. We've got a lot of pre-orders already. So there's businesses that want to put them as fleets on their vehicles, as well as, you know, individuals that want to be, you know, the very first of the technology and all that.
So I would have thought $699 maybe would have scared a lot of people off. Just for license plate.
I'd agree. It's not cheap at all. Mm. But, you know, it's those early adopters. They're willing to pay for that technology to have something that, you know, is cool on their car and something new.
License plate hipsters.
Right.
Right. Yeah, license plate hipsters, exactly.
All right. Well, I guess we'll wait and see how it rolls out and see what the future holds for us on this technology. Bo Bachman has been our guest. He is the president of Galpin Motors. Get out there and buy a car this weekend, y'all. And thanks so much for joining us, Bo.
I'd appreciate that. Thanks so much.
El Rey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
I'm glad you're here for two reasons. One is we have to talk about the crazy way regulation ended in NBA Finals Game 1 last night. But first, let's do a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. Hit it, Steve.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
All the best. Viral videos of the week at KROQ.com or KevinandBean.com, including, you know, we've seen a lot of things end up on the field during sporting events. I've never seen a goose land on a field during a baseball game.
Pretty
until
sweet.
This video. Yeah.
And they kept playing because baseball.
Hey, how dare you?
I'm just kidding.
That's one of the videos that you can see, and then the poor goose tries to take off and crashes into the scoreboard. It was very sad.
It was awesome because then it was fine.
It was fine. Yeah. At least the goose was fine.
All right. Dicks.
Couple of Star Wars videos that are hilarious. This first one, who did this? Kylo Ren reviews Solo, a Star Wars story. Is this a guy who has done other funny stuff in the past?
Yeah, they're a troop called, Argonauts or something like that. Yeah, it's a YouTube channel, and they do emo Kylo Ren. And he reviews.
This video, and Kevin, you were just saying it off the air, is funny from start to finish.
Yeah, and usually a 5-minute video can't keep my attention that long. Mm-hmm. I watch 2.5, I go, I get it. And then I move on to something else. But this one, it just keeps delivering.
Yeah, there's a lot of spoiler alerts if you haven't seen the new Solo Star Wars movie yet. But here's Kylo Ren reviewing Solo.
What really happened was my dad tried to join the Empire. And when an Imperial officer asks for his family name, he admits he doesn't have one. So the officer farts Solo off the top of his head. He doesn't even need a second attempt. Just nails it on the first try. Oh, you don't have a family? You're all alone? One might say you are Solo. Listen, we all knew he was going to say Solo, but it didn't need to be the first thing he said. They could have at least built it up a little more dramatically. Like, huh, no family, huh? Let's see what kind of options we have. Yes, here we go. Han clanless. Han abandoned. Han sad boy. Han single player. Han over explanation. Han snow. And then my dad is all, listen, forget all that noise. You can call me Solo. And then the officer would be like, whoa, nice. That is way better than anything I came up with. You will be known as Han Solo now and forever. God, I should have made this movie. I'd call it Solo. A name that definitely wasn't dispassionately given to my dad by some random Imperial officer. A Star Wars story.
And that's just where it starts.
Yeah, and the best part about this video is they are spot on the critiques of this movie.
Yeah,
these are all my problems with the movie. That's why I thought the movie was okay. But they made it funny.
Well, the movie was great, the movie. First of all.
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah.
Their name are the Arlnauts.
Arlnauts, thank you.
Amazing. All right.
There's a very funny series of videos that Wired does where they get cast and crew members to answer the most Google-searched questions. And they did that with the cast of Solo, A Star Wars Story. So Emilia Clarke and Woody Harrelson and our friend Yonah Suatamamo, whose name I can never say correctly, who is Chewbacca, they're all answering questions from Google. And this is Emilia and Jonas answering some Chewbacca questions.
Is Chewbacca
you
a Wookiee? Yes. A girl.
Aww.
I think we would classify Chewbacca as a man. That traditional...
Yes, exactly. Yeah. In what bits you were born with.
Yep. Is Chewbacca a dog?
I mean...
Actually, Chewbacca was based on a dog that George Lucas had riding on his passenger seat in his car. And when I met George Lucas, he immediately tried to put a collar on me, and I escaped.
Me too.
That's good. Lovely man. What is Chewbacca's language? It is Shiriwook.
It's amazing that the guy who is Chewbacca does the best Chewbacca voice.
Excuse me. I have the best Chewbacca voice.
Please, give it to us quickly. Okay, enough said.
As you know, this past week, Starbucks closed down for a couple of hours during the day to do some racial sensitivity training. They had that incident in that Philadelphia store a couple of weeks ago. Well, our friend Roy Wood Jr. from The Daily Show made his own instructional video to Starbucks employees, and I think he nailed it.
Finally, let's address one of our more sensitive issues, bathroom access. From time to time, Starbucks customers will need to evacuate their bowels. It's a natural part of the coffee process, but we must be sensitive about it.
Pardon me. May I get the code to the restroom?
Oh, you ain't gonna buy nothing? You ain't got no snack, no nothing. You just think you're gonna walk up in here and take a for free? Ain't nothing in this life for free. You go outside and in the gutter. Boy, I'll call 911 on your ass before I let you ruin these white folks' toilet with the unemployed. Here's a better approach.
Hey, pardon me, sir. May I get the code to the restroom?
Absolutely. The code is 0115. It's Dr. King's birthday. And there you have it. Now you know how to make African Americans feel welcome at Starbucks. Thanks for watching. And remember, don't be racist.
Don't be racist.
That's a good tip.
Good advice. Yeah. And finally, if we have 22 seconds to spare, I don't know how you take The Cure's happiest, peppiest, most romantic song and make it so sad, but this YouTuber figured out a way to do it.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday and I'm still blue. And the weekend isn't all that great either.
Well, there you go. Ending this segment on a happy note. Go to KRock.com or KevinAndBean.com and see all the videos at Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
First, though, Dave is still here. What's going on, man?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Better than J.R. Smith is doing.
Oh, boy.
Now, Kevin, did you see the game?
I did not.
Did you hear about the game?
I did not.
Oh, you're going to love this so much. How often have we done on this show, you screwed up at work bad?
Oh, many times.
Millions of times, yeah. Right? Uh-huh. There's probably not a more high-profile way to screw up than during the NBA Finals on national television. I know there were other controversies in the game, Dave, but why don't we start with that one since that was so remarkable and you bring everybody up to speed with what happened.
All right. With about 30 seconds left, Kevin, the Cavs are up 1 point.
Okay.
Kevin Durant goes in for a drive. LeBron James steps in front of him, takes a charge call.
Right. Gets the charge call?
Yes.
Okay.
the refs take a look at replay to see if he was in the restricted area, determine that he was not in the restricted area. So then they take a look to see if it was a charge call at all. They overturn the charge call. Kevin Durant gets two free throws, takes the lead, puts momentum back in Golden State's time.
Now, I thought they tied it there.
Did they?
Yeah, he missed one of them. No?
No.
Because they were tied when – okay, go on.
First of all, was the call the right call? I know that's a difficult one to figure out sometimes.
In slow-mo, sometimes it's hard to figure out.
There's this rule where in the last 2 minutes, of course, because, you know, only the last 2 minutes count, according to Kevin, right?
That's true.
Yeah, and according to the NBA as well, you can take a look at these calls.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's a new rule as of like 2 years ago.
Yeah, so it was 2012, 2013. A lot of people didn't understand what was going on.
So, I know it's a very controversial call, but do you think they made the right call is what I'm asking you, Dave?
I don't. I thought he took the charge, and it should have never even been looked at because he was way outside the restricted area.
Okay, so now we're like 25 seconds left.
Yes. So George Hill gets to the line. He gets fouled. So there's 3 seconds left.
Right.
Warriors are up one.
Okay.
Hits a free throw. And then misses a second free throw. J.R. Smith grabs a rebound and proceeds, instead of going up and putting the go-ahead points, to pull the ball out and hold it. He thought they were ahead.
Oh, my God.
LeBron is pleading with them, move, throw the ball, give it up.
Look on his face.
He thought they were ahead.
Yeah. It was like you got a rebound for the first time in your life, and you're like,
exactly.
I'm just going to run out the clock. We won.
I'm going to keep this ball.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
The worst thing I've ever seen.
Well, that was a miscalculation.
And by the way,
wow,
LeBron had 51 points too, Kevin. So imagine how frustrated he was to not win that one in Oakland to open the series.
But the very interesting part now is you see JR say to LeBron, thought we were ahead. He's on video saying, thought we were ahead.
Yeah.
Tyronn Lue comes out after the game and says, he thought we were ahead. JR Smith comes out and
I have the quote.
Let
me read the quote because I was amazed by this too, because it was pretty evident to everybody that he thought they were ahead. Here's the quote. He was asked multiple times after the game and he stuck to his explanation, quote, I was trying to get enough to bring it out to get a shot off. I knew we were tied. I thought we were going to call timeout. If I thought we were ahead, I'd have held onto the ball and let them foul me. That's what he says.
B.S.
He's saving face. He's just saving face there.
B.S.
He's saving face and he's throwing his coach. Oh, you can read his lips. And you hear the announcer say, oh, he just said thought we were ahead.
Mm.
And so everyone's retweeting that video. You're throwing your coach under the bus. What are you doing, JR?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what he said.
Yeah, if he wanted to call a timeout, he would have called a timeout upon the rebound.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just, look, everybody knows that this is going to be an extraordinarily tough series for Cleveland to win. Extraordinary,
yes.
Even harder than the last three, okay? And they had the chance and they could have and should have won that game.
When you're in the position to win with 3 seconds to go and you lose, boy, that hurts.
At least there wasn't a brawl at the end of the game.
Yeah, so that sent it to overtime, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
That sent it to overtime. And then the Warriors just came out and destroyed
obliterated.
Yeah, they were on fire.
They ended up winning by 10.
Yeah.
Wow.
But with like 2 seconds left, Sean Livingston goes up for a shot. And I don't know if you guys saw anything different, but what seemed like a normal challenge at a basket, Tristan Thompson gets ejected because they said that he threw an elbow.
Is that right?
And then everyone's trying to figure out what's going on.
Was it technical and they kicked him out?
They just straight out threw him out. Yeah, it was a flagrant two. They threw him out. And everyone starts, you know, LeBron and Steph are talking crap. Everyone gets together and Tristan Thompson puts the ball in Draymond Green's face and pushes him away. So there's a scuffle. And in the meantime, Kevin Love, I don't know if anyone saw this, is coming off the bench to talk to the refs. So now there's a rule in the NBA, if during a fight you come off the bench, you're automatically suspended. So,
really?
So dude, this is going to be crazy.
It was insane. The last 2 seconds wound up being 10 minutes because they're just all talking. And who's the announcer? Van Gundy?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Just
half of them are in the locker room. Just end this. He was losing his mind. It was the greatest thing, but then the meme started, and that's my joy.
Oh, poor my
which,
God.
Which Allie had the best one.
Oh, some were so good. The best, though, is this, you see
who
LeBron.
Is it? LeBron? Yeah.
Well, you see LeBron doing this to JR, going like, what are you doing? And his hands are out this way. Somebody put a baby in his hand.
I saw that.
And then Drake turning around like, not interested.
I saw that, and I was like, I don't understand this.
The quickness.
That vile.
It was disturbing. I retweeted
That's
it.
That's pretty sweet.
It's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
NBA Twitter was on fire yesterday.
Unbelievable.
My favorite one was Blame It on the Ambien.
Everything.
Just, there was so much going on yesterday,
Donald
Karen.
Trump,
you missed out.
Donald Trump is now pardoned J.R. Smith. Just unreal. Oh, it was so good.
If people thought this was going to be a boring series, so far they've been wrong.
Well, another thing, too. Draymond Green, like, pumping it up. He was being such an a-hole.
Oh, yeah.
This just in, guys. You should have lost to the Cavaliers, who have one player. Slow your roll. Calm down.
Right.
Regroup. What?
Calm your tees, right?
Calm your tees.
Exactly. I will say, I was surprised.
So good times for all involved?
It was good times. I was really surprised at Steph Curry, exactly what you were saying, too. Just one more thing after the game, because, you know, they barely got away with that win against just one player. But listen to what Steph said in the locker room afterwards.
Yes. Today I won. Here's my ring. I'm the winner. I won. That's it. I did well. Who did well? I did.
Yeah!
That just is rubbing it.
That sounds like a real dick. That is
locker room material right there, man. That is bulletin board stuff right there.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
All right. I don't want to overestimate our audience, but I'm telling you, so far, they've nailed it with this Keep It 100 feature we do on Friday. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Here's some of the songs that they've picked in the past. Come on.
I think Musical Youth past the Dutchie is peak Keep It 100, and Kid Rock is the lowest point of the future.
Agreed.
But you can request any K-Rock song past or present right now. Just text us at 1-800-520-1067. Text your number 100. You get to pick a song we'll play right after the top.
Come on.
Boopity-scoop.
Come on.
Scoop-dee-dee-whoop.
Who's with me?
No, thank you.
No one. Okay.
Allie is here. Time for another look at what's happening on a Friday.
Well, we were talking about the album listening party up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming that happened last night. Everyone from Chris Rock to Nas, Big Sean, Jonah Hill, Pusha T.
What?
You know, all the heavyweights.
Did you say Jonah Hill?
Jonah Hill. All the rock heavyweights, rap heavyweights, all of them. Just getting up there, Rocky Mountains, listening to some Kanye West. This is his full-length project. It is 7 tracks, and he covers a lot of ground in this. Talks about everything from the man that cheated on his sister-in-law, Khloe Kardashian, Tristan Thompson. He addresses Russell Simmons. Talks about being bipolar. Talks about Kim Kardashian, his wife's reaction to when he decided to say slavery was a choice. So a lot of really current things made this album, which makes me wonder, what have you been doing for 2 years?
When did he write it?
I mean,
Let me add to that, Allie. Great point. He also shot the album cover on his iPhone on his way to the album listening party. So it's not like he even put in any time into that.
Wow. And he'll still make so much money off of this. Well, we have some clips of a few of the tracks. This first one, ooh, is it dark? It is called I Thought About Killing You.
Weigh all the options. Nothing's off the table. Today I thought about killing you. Premeditated murder.
I think about killing myself, and I love myself way more than I love you. The most beautiful thoughts are always besides the darkest. I think this is the part where I'm supposed to say something good to compensate it so it doesn't come off bad.
But sometimes I think really bad things. Really, really, really bad things.
I'm terrified.
Okay.
I am nervous. I'm concerned.
Was he improvising that song?
In all fairness, Kanye West gets it.
Okay, right. The next one is called Yikes. And my favorite part of it, name drops Russell Simmons, who, you know, so zen, so namaste, as he's being, you know, accused of all sorts of horrible things. But this is Yikes.
Easy trolling OD, huh? Turn TMZ to smack DVD, huh? Russell Simmons wanna pray for me too. I'ma pray for him cause he got me too. Thinking what if that happened to me too? Then I'm gonna eat no
shit again. Menacing, frightening, find help. Sometimes I scare myself.
He is a great producer, by the way.
Yeah, I think that's his strength for sure.
It's about ideas, bro.
Right, bro. And finally, the last track that we will play for you right now. By the way, it's available now. It's streaming. You can find all of these songs. This one is called No Mistakes.
Make no mistake, girl, I still love you.
Take the top off, let the sun come in. Whoa, for all my dogs to stay down, we up again. Oh, I got dirt on my name. I got white on my beard. I had debt on my books. It's been a shaky-ass year. Let me make this clear so all y'all see. I don't take advice from people less successful than me. Huh?
Huh? That's my favorite part.
Is it?
I just wanted people to like me more.
Well, I mean, one way is saying slavery's a choice.
I don't...
Right. I like that last song, by the way.
I do, too.
I think
it's a bit more uplifting than, say, talking about dark thoughts and murdering you.
Well, I mean, he does have text on the album cover about his bipolarity, so the man's got some struggles going on in his head, for sure.
For sure. Speaking of some struggles, coming up in the next hour, I'm going to tell you who will be doing the pregame music for the Stanley Cup.
Oh, this
moves
is
on over to
is it Washington now?
Yeah, moves on over to Washington, and wow, they brought out the big guns.
So I'm guessing it's somebody insignificant.
Listen,
okay,
I'm just gonna. My teaser, there.
It's tomorrow night. That's the first game.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, third game.
Here are some birthdays for you: Heidi Klum, Tom Holland, Amy Schumer, and Alanis Morissette. Do we have time?
I don't think we do, because I'm looking at the time right here, and it seems like we're pretty much out.
Call that you guys made
pretty much out
in
of time.
Honor of Alanis Morissette.
I mean, ordinarily I don't like to, because it's, you know, it's long distance and all.
Right.
And, of course, we still pay for that.
Sure.
Sure we do.
But since it is Alanis Morissette's birthday. Hello, is this India?
Yes, it is.
Yes, we're just calling to say thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, we're going to hang up, though, because it's expensive.
It is.
Right?
We
long distance
charged.
Calls on our dial-up phone.
You're a treasure. That's what's happening.
Hey, you guys. It's time for Keep It 100. Hit it, Steve.
I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
Keeping it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
I'm going to keep it 100.
100. Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
This time every week on the Kevin and Bean Show, you pick the song, any K-Rock song, past or present. Christine is weeping in the other room, by the way, assistant producer Christine, because Texter 99 was Taste of Ink by The Used.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a great song.
It is,
yeah. It's 99. What are we going to do?
Right.
Vampire Weekend, number 101 with A-Punk, also an excellent choice. But our man, but our man Randy from La Habra is on the line. He was actually Texter 100, so he gets to choose. Hey, Randy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good,
You're not Beer Mug's friend, Randy, are you?
I am not.
Oh, thank God.
All right. We're going to hang up on you and say, sorry you weren't Texter 100.
I've never met Mugs.
What are you up to? What's your Friday looking like, sir?
I am standing outside my office pretending to be on an important call.
I love it.
Okay. Hey, you are on an important call, man.
God damn it, Randy.
All right. You get to pick anything you want. We'll be happy to play it for you. What'd you choose and why?
I chose White Zombie, More Human Than Human. The album came out when I was a freshman in high school, so it kind of blew my mind.
Listen to it all the time, and it will forever be one of your favorite songs because it came into your life at the right time.
Exactly. I even got the album cover tattooed on me.
Wow. Oh, check you out. Wow. Big fan. All right. Here it is for you, Randy. Thanks for listening to K-Rock.
Keep it 100.
I remember sitting in Radio City Music Hall for the MTV Awards, and White Zombie was on stage, and they were rehearsing and sound checking, and they played that song 10 times in a row.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yep. They wanted to get it just right. That's our Keep It 100 for this Friday morning here on K-Rock. All right, Allie, what year?
Well, the year was when Randy was a freshman in high school.
That is right. Correct.
And what year was that?
That, well, he sounded like he was in his maybe mid to late 30s. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to say...
You're working yourself right into math.
1994.
It is 1995, so pretty close.
He graduated early, this Randy.
He might have. He might have skipped a year. We don't know.
Who's advanced? You can tell.
It was excellent. But I'm going to give it to you because it was recorded in 1995.
Right.
Because that's what it sounded like.
That's what she meant.
Yeah.
Released in 1995. I did not know this, by the way. Fun fact for this Keep It 100. The lyrics to that reference, you know the book, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, that was turned into the movie Blade Runner? That's what the lyrics are all about. That slogan, more human. Human than human was the slogan for the corporation that made the replicants.
That was Beans.
Fun fact.
And Rob Zombie also won an MTV Video Music Award for Best Hard Rock Video for that. And that is a great choice. Thank you. More Human Than Human. That is Randy LaHabra. And we'll see you next week for Keep It 100.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 20 minutes till 10. And for the final What's Happening every Friday, we have Kat Corbett in with us.
You guys, there's an entire box of donuts right in front of
me. There are, yes.
That's just rude. How am I supposed to do this?
Eat them all.
Who provided those donuts here on National Donut Day?
It's Kettled Glazed.
Kettled Glazed.
Great donuts.
They really are spectacular donuts. And I also want to give them a plug because they always donate as many donuts as we need for every charity event we do.
Oh, wow.
They just say how many.
What charity events do you do? What's it called?
Friends and Helpers. Thank you for asking.
I mean, Jesus. Friends and Helpers. Bury the lead.
Well, I didn't want to turn it into a plug. I'm just saying
they're good people. What is Friends and Helpers?
It's a charity for abused women and children.
Oh, that's excellent.
Friendsandhelpers.org. Long 21 years.
That's excellent. You do great work.
Any other questions?
No, okay. I think that's wonderful.
Excellent.
The best kind of payola is for charity. That's what I say.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right. I have a question for you guys, and I'm serious about this.
What's happening? Is there happening? Is there things happening?
I think that's Snooki to you, Allie.
I accept it, and I will take it from here. Thank you. So the Stanley Cup Finals shift to the nation's capital tomorrow. And we had the lovely gents from Imagine Dragons doing a little pregame stuff in Vegas, really did it up. Well, D.C. is not going to be shunned. What?
No.
They're not going to be...
Shown up.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Wow, that could have been a while. Because they have brought out the heavy hitters. There's going to be an outdoor concert about 90 minutes before Game 3 tomorrow with Sting and Shaggy.
Yeah!
What is that thing with Sting and Shaggy?
Insane!
Oh my God. I'm telling you, there's something. The promotion of Sting and Shaggy showing up everywhere for the Queen, for everything.
Mr. Bombastic, baby fantastic. Touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
And that is just a look at what you're going to get tomorrow before the
game. Remember the Grammys when, like, 30 minutes of the show was them singing to each other on a subway, remember?
Really weird, you guys. So if that's not enough for you, Game 4, little band called Fallout Boy performing outside the arena ahead of that game. These concerts free, open to the public.
Love that.
I mean, that's excellent stuff right there. And of course, team intros in Vegas were done by Michael Buffer. Not to be outdone, Capitals bringing in the big guns. Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak.
Wow.
Really?
He's a hype master. That guy.
Yeah, you better watch his Twitter because he's a wild card on that.
You never know. Absolutely.
Now, is he going to spell out the names of the players? Or how's that going to work?
Funny you should say that. They said they are going to have a Wheel of Fortune motif to it. So,
okay.
Right?
Hope he gets a glass panda in there somewhere.
I just hope someone buys a vowel and then Vanna's not there and he has to turn it himself. Actually, do a little work, Pat.
Now, Kevin, when we come in on Monday, are you going to be apologizing to the Golden Knights pregame show?
I don't know. It depends on how it goes. By the way, the Golden Knights pregame show for Game 1 was horrific. Game 2 had Imagine Dragons.
Uh-huh. Wait, who was the night one?
Much better.
It was all medieval times.
They do a little skit thing where they have like middle school talent show people.
Oh, I saw that.
Yes,
I didn't know what that was.
It's a terrible, terrible pregame show. So game two, they cut it in half and they put Imagine Dragons in. That made it immeasurably better.
Yes. A little bit of trouble right now for Tracy Morgan. He stepped in it. In an interview on Vulture Spot, he was asked if it's been cool watching Tiffany Haddish's career blow up.
Yes?
Sure. How's it been watching Tiffany Haddish blow up? And did you know her? We're not going to go there?
No.
Why?
Because Tiffany's not the only one. This is not Tiffany Chow. This is Tracy Morgan. This is the last OG.
Okay.
So you might as well, if you're going to ask that about Tiffany, ask that about Cedric. And ask that about Craft Services. Everyone that come to work every day on that show, okay, we're not going to go there.
Wow. Take
Craft
it easy.
Services. You just compared Tiffany Haddish's insane rise to fame to just, you could say the same about Craft Services. Oh.
But wait, I mean, you can imagine that he does get asked about her a lot.
But I am confused because she's the co-star on the show.
Right,
it's not
right.
Like you're, it's not like you're dragging up an old friend or something that doesn't have anything to do with the OG show.
Exactly.
Can't
so
share the spotlight.
I'm a little curious about this whole thing. Really upset about this, Lil Rel. He was on the Carmichael show
with
her.
Lil Rel upset.
You do not want to.
I have no idea who Lil Rel is.
He's the funny
the
guy.
The TSA guy from Get Out.
Get Out, yeah.
Oh!
He's the best.
I know that. I didn't watch that show, though.
Oh, Carmichael's show is so good.
Was it?
Good.
Oh, I missed
so
that one.
Good. Well, here's the thing. He posted it and said not really kind things about him. He said, that show would be nothing if Tiffany Haddish wasn't on it. Don't bite the hand that keeps you relevant. Yeah, but Tracy, I mean, feel free to let the light shine on other people,
it's okay.
too. It's all right. Doesn't lessen your role.
Correct.
I'm gonna get everybody pregnant.
All right.
I am
Look,
now.
Everybody has bad days, right?
Everybody has bad days.
So let's just, right.
Yeah.
You know what I was going to say.
All right.
Make a mark or write it down or whatever you said.
I'm just going to take that. I'm going to take that.
Yes.
What's going on this weekend or coming up in LA?
Oh, gosh. Really?
Yeah.
Since we started with charitable stuff, let's start this piece with the LAPD and LA Firemen's Relief Association. The 15th annual car show and safety fair is tomorrow, Topanga Canyon Road. This is free. And the thing that got me was LAPD and LAFD demonstrations and displays. I don't know what that means, but I hope they're wearing like short sleeve shirts and take them off and stuff like that.
Cat, I don't know how you made this into a sexy time thing. I appreciate it.
You're thinking of bachelorette party.
Firemen in LA.
Yes.
Firemen, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Right.
Hauling those hoses.
Cat.
Putting out the fires.
Stay on target. Stay on target.
Well, they're going to do a raffle and a silent auction for proceeds will benefit Widows, Orphans, and Disabled Firemen's Fund, which I think is great. And they're going to have classic cars there. So if you're into cars, that's a rad thing to do.
Okay.
All right. That's great.
Tomorrow night, Eat See Here is doing Tommy Boy. Who here
the best
doesn't love Tommy Boy?
The crazy people.
I can actually hear you getting fatter. That's one of my favorite lines.
Fat man and a little
coat. Eat See Here is an outdoor movie experience where most of the time you can bring your dogs and hang out, and they have bands open up. This is in Pasadena tomorrow night. Starts at 5:30 Centennial Square at Pasadena City Hall. Chris Farley, David Spade, Bo Derek.
Good times.
Come on. And then tomorrow as well, two of my favorite things have collided, wine and bread.
All right.
Oh.
There are two festivals in downtown L.A., both starting at 2 p.m., L.A. Wine Fest at a place called Row, and then Bread Fest at Grand Central Market.
Ooh.
I'm like, you know what? If you just threw in the Cheese Fest, I would never leave downtown L.A.
Amen. Right? It's a trifecta right there.
Yeah, I'd have to put some, like, big pants on. It'd be amazing.
Thank you, Kat, for bringing all that to our attention. Some birthdays for you. Alanis Morissette, Amy Schumer, Heidi Klum, Morgan Freeman, and Tom Holland, and that's what's happening.
Thank you, Ellie. And your drive home today, listen to Strikers Commercial Free for All, a random act of helpfulness from these SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Have a fantastic weekend, and we will see you on Monday morning.
Don't bogart that joint, my friends. Pass it over to me.
You are tearing me apart, Lee
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Wait a minute, don't get excited.
Technically, what we're doing right now is stalling.
Just like the other one.
No, 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 no need for that. Come on now.
This one seems to be about quit.
How did they do so goodness?
And I need another hit.
I'm Nishka.
Hello, is this India?
Yes, it is.
Yes, we're just calling to say thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Come on.
Roll one.
This just got real.
Just like the other one.
This was locker room talk.
This one seems to be about
men. Wake up, I need to make money.
And I don't have another cent.
Hey, Kevin, I have a full lady boner.
You're a dangerous sociopath.
It's passing around.
Digable planets!
And the bogart that joined my friend. And just pass it on down.
Pass it on down.
Turn it off! Turn it off! Turn it off! Turn it off!
You know, what you both did today was massively insensitive.
It turned out okay, I think.
No.
No.
Honey.
No, I think it did.
Oh, no. I'm going to regret it for the rest
of my life.
I think
people liked it.
That's it. We're done.
Oh, my God. We did it. I can't believe we did it. Oh, no. We did it. It's over.
Yes, I agree.
Yes. Today I won. Here's my ring. I'm the winner. I won. That's it. I did well. Who did well? I did.